Ladies and gentlemen, Bristol Myers, the makers of iPana for the smile of beauty and Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, present It's Time to Smile with Paddy Cantor.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Harry,
yes?
Since I appeared at the department store 2 weeks ago as Santa Claus, every other store has made me an offer.
Really? To appear as Santa Claus?
Well, as Santa, all except Gimbel's.
Oh.
They're not having Santa Claus this year. They want me to appear as Superman. Well, don't laugh. Don't laugh.
That's
they
funny.
Have a wonderful routine planned for me.
They have?
I'm supposed to jump out of an airplane in a red cape and blue tights, land on the flagpole at Gimbel's, and then dive down the chimney headfirst. And there's only one reason why I won't accept the job.
Well, what's that, Eddie?
I don't look good in blue tights.
Oh.
I'll stick to being Santa Claus at Macy's. It's safer. You know, when I appeared there yesterday, one little fella stared at me for 5 minutes and finally said, Santa, you're so big, how are you going to get down our chimney? I said, don't worry, son, I'll take a deep breath and squeeze in. He said, I'm not worried about your stomach. How are you going to get through with those eyes? But I'll say one thing, Hair.
What?
I did make a fine-looking Santa Claus.
Oh, well, I know, Eddie. Because I was there, I didn't even recognize you.
Oh, you didn't?
No, that beard made you look 10 years younger.
You acted 10 years younger, too, Harry, coming over and sitting on my lap the way you did.
Eddie.
And the present you asked for.
Eddie.
The present don't, you
don't
asked
you say
for.
That.
The present
don't
you asked
stop
for.
Stop it.
An Indian suit he won.
Eddie Cantor, it is not ethical. Santa Claus isn't supposed to betray the confidence of a trusting child.
Oh, stop blubbering, you blubber. Well, tell me, what did you want an Indian suit for?
Because for Christmas, Don Wilson bought Jack Benny a new toupee, and I want to scalp him. I want to scalp Jack Benny.
Don't be embarrassed, Harry. Lots of grown-ups came to me when I was playing Santa
Claus. They did?
They did. They certainly did. One woman wanted a diamond ring, a sable coat, a new car, and a platinum bracelet. I told her, nothing doing. Well, I just said to her like this, nothing doing.
Well, why did you do that, Eddie? Her husband would have given it to her anyway.
That's just it, Harry. I'm the husband.
Well, Eddie, now listen. What do you think you'll get from your family?
Oh, always something useful. A pair of silk stockings, a handbag, a nightgown. If I can't use it, there's always somebody in the house that can. It never goes to waste, believe me. Yeah.
Excuse me, Master.
It's our orchestra leader, Cookie Fairchild.
Good evening, music lovers. And in conclusion, I want to thank To Whom It May Concern for all the lovely Christmas presents that I'm going to get, but I didn't get yet. So hurry up. And for my 8-pound baby boy that I received, I want to thank my wife and Santa Claus. P.S. Next Christmas, I'd rather have a Shetland pony. Good night, Mama.
Get out of here. Get out of here. That cookie is so naive, thanking Santa Claus for his baby.
Yes.
He hasn't heard yet about the stork.
No.
You know, one thing.
Hey, Eddie.
What's that?
What's going on?
What's going on here? What is it? What is
the
it?
Door.
It's Frankenstein's monster, the star of Arsenic and Old Lace, Boris Karloff.
I'm leaving.
Union, come back. Boris, it's amazing. Never in my life have I seen such a gruesome face. Tell me, do you always walk around with your makeup on?
I have on no makeup.
My mistake.
Cantor, Were you playing Santa Claus at Macy's yesterday?
Why, yes.
Well, where's my Didi doll?
Well, that's funny. Boris Karloff, the horror man, wants a baby's toy?
Where's my Didi doll?
Oh, Boris, you must be kidding. What does a grown man like you want with a Didi doll?
I'm tired of my yo-yo.
I can imagine the kind of yo-yo he uses. A Jap on the end of a string. Boris, tell me, what do you want with a Didi doll?
Well, haven't you ever had one round the house?
One. I had five of them. Only they don't wear Didis anymore. Now they wear mink coats, Bayer's mirror.
Don't change the subject. If I don't get my Didi doll, do you know what I'll hang up for Christmas?
What?
You.
Harry. Yes. Harry, come here quickly, will you?
Yeah, what is it?
What?
What's wrong?
You've got to do something with me right away. It's a matter of life or death. You've got to get me a Didi doll. Harry, it's not for me. It's for a friend of mine.
Oh, well, how old is the kid?
54.
54 years old and he wants to play with a doll? Well, that idiot must be in his second childhood.
Harry!
No, I mean, after... I'd like to meet a big baboon who's got the nerve at 54
years old. Harry, shh!
Well, don't shush me, Eddie. If that silly whack was here, I'd tell him to his face. Well, bring him in. I'll give him a few pokes to left or right.
Harry! Oh,
leave me to him.
Harry! Harry!
What?
He's standing right next to you.
Well, I know he...
Oh! What are you laughing about? What's so funny?
This guy's got a puss worse than Boris Karloff.
I am Boris Karloff.
Yeah, well, you... Ooh! Did you want that doll with a pink Didi or a blue one, Mr.?
I don't care what kind of a Didi it has, just as long as it says, Mama.
Just a minute. Are you the Boris Karloff that scares people?
Yes, and what about it?
Nothing. I'm one of the people. Harry, get him the doll.
Yes, sir.
Here, go ahead, Harry. Boris, Harry is scared to death of you, but I happen to know that you're a perfectly normal guy, a gentle father, a good husband, and one thing that I...
Mr. Karloff, here's your Didi doll. You see? Now, you squeeze it, and it'll say Mama.
Okay.
Mama!
Cute, isn't it?
That's strange. First Didi doll I've ever seen with a mustache.
Look, fellas, if you're through playing with me, I'd like to take this tablecloth off and go home.
All right. Go away, boys. I was about to ask you something, Boris. Oh, yes. Who, in your opinion, are the easiest people to frighten?
Well, strangely enough, they're the people in our own profession. Now take Jack Benny. All I have to do is to put on a makeup, leer at him, and he's frightened to death.
I know an easier way. Take him to dinner and don't pick up the check. They've been out with him, too. But you're wrong about Benny, Boris. I'm much easier to frighten than he is. I'll never forget how I trembled when I saw your last picture. The one where you came into the village every night and carried off some beautiful girl into the hills.
Oh, yes. In that picture, I was a werewolf.
I don't know where you were, but you were a wolf, all right. But Boris, where is all this horror stuff going to lead? Tell me, and I think the people would like to know, what is your ambition?
Well, Eddie.
Yeah?
I'd like to be Hedy Lamarr's leading man.
You? Hedy Lamarr's leading man? What would you do if you have a love scene with her? What would you do?
I'd do what I've always wanted to do. I'd take Hedy in my arms, put my face close to hers, tilt her head back, lean forward, and then...
And then?
I'd go...
But Boris, you'd frighten her to death. Here's the way I'd make love to Hedy. I'd be gentle. I'd tilt her head back. And then I'd say, Hedy. And I'd kiss her. I'd kiss her. I'll take it. Hello? Hello, this is Eddie Cantor speaking.
This is Hedy Lamarr.
Yes?
I'll take Karloff.
Say, I must be slipping. I can't even compete with the boogeyman's Clark Gable.
Pardon me, Mr. Cantor.
Well, it's Dinah Shore. Come in, Dinah. Dinah, baby, I have a big surprise for you.
Really?
Do you know who this man is? Now, take a good look.
Oh, Mr. Cantor, your brother came home for Christmas.
Sing, Dinah. Sing.
Never treats me sweet and gentle the way he should. I got it better, that ain't good. My poor heart is sentimental, not made of wood. I got it better, better good. But when the weekend's over and Monday rolls around, I end up like I start up, just crying my heart out. Lord above me, make him love me the way he should. I got it bad and that ain't good. No, 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 no.
Was perfectly grand.
You bet it was, Dinah. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
What did you think of it, Boris?
Simply delightful. But then Miss Shaw is my favorite radio singer.
Oh, gee, thanks, Mr. Carlo.
Yes. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
In fact, I might even... I wonder if it would be all right if I said a few words extemporaneously at this point, Eddie.
Why, of course,
well,
of course.
Eddie, don't let him do that.
Quiet, Harry.
Well, it's not fair.
But Mr. Von Zell, I just wanted to
say
that...
Well, I know, but I think it's mean. After all, it's my turn.
He's rather touchy, isn't he? Now, just what was it you wanted to say that was so important?
Well, I wanted to say, to be sure and remember, I pan a toothpaste and gum massage.
I always do.
Oh, well... Do you know why it's so important to remember? I mean, do you know that the soft, creamy, well-cooked foods we all eat do not give our gums the exercise and stimulation they need for firmness and health? And that Ipana toothpaste is not only unsurpassed for cleaning and brightening teeth, but when used with massage is especially designed to help our gums to a healthier firmness?
Why, of course I do.
Oh. Well, did you hear about that recent survey among dentists, where more dentists said they recommended Ipana for their patients' daily use than the next three dentifrices combined?
Oh, yes. I heard about it.
Oh. Well, then you realize why it is so important for us to suggest that our listeners get a tube of Ipana toothpaste from their druggists. And for firmer gums, brighter teeth, and naturally more attractive smiles, to begin to massage faithfully with Ipana toothpaste.
Precisely.
Oh, well, then I have nothing more to say. What was it you wanted to say, Mr. Karloff?
Boo!
Oh!
You know something, Boris? I can't get over your conduct here tonight. You're such a gentleman.
Well, why should that amaze you, Eddie?
Well, you of all people, Boris Karloff. And Frankenstein, you scared people silly. Gosh, honestly, when I saw you in that picture, a girl sitting next to me screamed and threw her arms around me.
And what did you do?
I saw the picture five times.
Well, truthfully, Eddie, I haven't wanted those horror roles. I don't want to be a monster.
You don't want to be a monster? Well, what would you like to be?
A sweater boy.
A sweater... Listen to Cuddles Karloff.
Really, I would. I'd like to kiss girls like Ginger Rogers and Rita Hayworth.
But Boris, girls like that won't kiss anyone who is weird and gruesome?
Oh, so you've tried it, too.
That nice? We're supposed to be friends.
Well, we are, Eddie. And right now, I'm going out to get you a little drink to seal our friendship. Now, pardon me, I'll be right back.
Of course. Isn't that cute? Gosh, getting me a drink. Such a nice fella. One thing of... Hello?
Hello, Mr. Cantor. I'm calling to warn you about that Karloff guy.
Warn me?
Yes, he gets friendly with everybody and then he gives them a drink. After that, you don't see them anymore. It's arsenic. Arsenic.
Arsenic. Hello, hello. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Well, Eddie, Cuddles Karloff is back, and with a little drink.
For me?
For you.
I'm sorry, Boris, but I can't drink. You see, I'm not used to it. I'll feel bad tomorrow.
If I were you, I wouldn't worry about tomorrow. Now, have a little drink. This may be the last time we see each other.
That's what I'm afraid of. Look, Boris.
It won't hurt you, Eddie. I just had a drink myself. Now, do I look any worse?
No, but you couldn't look any worse.
Why, this stuff is good for you.
I won't drink it.
It'll put hair on your chest.
I've already got a hair on my chest.
Just one?
On my chest, is there room for more? Please, Boris, please.
I won't take no for an answer. When I ask a man to drink, he drinks. Understand?
Listen, if you're going to get tough about
it... Yeah?
So I'll drink?
Very well, I'll pour. And when I've poured enough for you, say when.
When?
Give me a chance to get the cork out of the bottle. Now I'll just pour you a short one.
A short one. Don't you think that's enough? Please, for heaven's sakes. You want me to drink it or swim in it?
Yeah, now, drink it. Drink it. It's good for a fellow your age, Eddie. By the way, how old are you?
Well, I would have been 36 on my next birthday. Boris, it's no use. I just can't drink this.
Eddie, after going to the trouble of pouring, somebody's got to drink it.
Well, somebody? You mean anybody? Oh, Harry. Yes. Harry Von Zell.
Yes, Eddie. What is it?
Mr. Karloff has got something for you, Harry.
Really?
It's a drink.
Oh, a drink?
Yeah, go
for
ahead.
Me?
For you. Drink it down, Mr. Von Zell.
Oh, sure.
Harry, how did it taste?
I don't know. I didn't drink it yet. I just smelled it. Well, here goes, down the hatch.
Oh, Harry, I'll get a doctor. I shouldn't have let you drink it. There was arsenic in that drink.
Arsenic? Tasted more like old lace.
You're being very foolish, Eddie. Whatever gave you the idea that drink was poison?
That's probably because I phoned him and I...
And, Harry, you were the fellow that phoned me? You? Why did you do it?
You know a better way to get a free drink?
Cheapskate, to think that you're so cheap you'd do a thing like that just to get a free drink out of me?
Brandy, Eddie, brandy. I took the bottle out of your dressing
room. What? Boris, you stole a bottle of brandy from me? Me? Eddie Cantor? I suppose you know what that means.
I do, Eddie. And here you are.
Thank you. Call again. Say, Boris, you know, in arsenic and old lace, is it true that all the victims meet death after drinking a potion of poisoned elderberry wine?
It's true, Eddie, and just between you and me, I stole a bottle of the deadly stuff, and I always have it with me in case I want to do away with someone.
You did? You mean you stole a...
I did, and here's the bottle. Now take a sniff. It smells very nice. Wait, I'll pull out the cork. Stand back. There's a terrific head on it.
It is, huh?
How do you do?
The bad Russian. Okay. Russian, I'm glad you're here. Russian, I want you to know that standing before you is the famous creation of Frankenstein, the cruelest creature on the face of the earth, the monster without a brain.
Eddie Camford, this is Adolf.
Why, of course not. Don't you recognize Boris Karloff, the screen's most fiendish villain, the grotesque-looking boogeyman?
Oh, yes. Hello, handsome.
Handsome?
You think I'm handsome?
In a repulsive sort of way.
Oh, behave yourself, will
Listen,
you?
Listen, you Mongolian Mickey. One more insult from you and I'll strangle you. How would you like to be a corpse?
Is there any future in it?
Russian, you don't realize who you're talking to. This is Karloff. When you go to the movies, he makes your blood run cold, sends chills and shivers up your spine.
He's a cooling system.
No, he plays in horror pictures.
That's right, Russian. I play weird, sinister roles. I can make your hair stand up.
Can you make it sit down?
Boris, tell him about some of the pictures that you've made.
Well, in one picture, I had to sit in a dark tomb day and night. Nothing but cobwebs on the wall and bats flying around. Russian, did you ever see a bat?
See one? I married one.
She was ugly?
Yes, but I didn't know it until the honeymoon.
Until the honeymoon? Why not?
I married her during a blackout.
Oh, you must have made a lovely couple.
Yes. Once we played together in a horror picture.
And what was the name of it?
Arsenic and Old Borscht. I played the Old Borscht. Yeah.
But, Russian, how could you play in a horror picture? You don't look so bad.
Silly boy. I thought I'm so ugly that this morning when I looked into the mirror...
Yes?
My face broke.
Oh, stop it.
But I was a beautiful baby. When I was 3 weeks old, I got my first tooth.
And when did you get your second tooth?
You're supposed to have two of them.
Russia, you mean to say you've only got one tooth? How can you eat meat?
Working for you, who can buy meat?
Oh, stop. Will you stop this nonsense? You can't compare yourself with Karloff. As the Frankenstein monster, Karloff frightened the audience simply by making a weird sound.
That's right, Russian. I had no dialogue. So whenever I opened my mouth, I just went...
Feel all right?
Certainly, he was just making a weird sound.
Bah, I can make worse sounds than he can. Let's have a contest and I'll prove it. Go ahead, Mr. Karloffer. Go on. Kevin, put on his leash. I'll take him for a walk.
How dare you!
You have insulted Boris Karloff, one of the nicest gentlemen I've ever known. If you keep on insulting people, Russian, you won't have a friend left in the world.
No friends.
No friends.
Do you know Mr. District Attorney?
Yes.
You can get me a parole.
Parole? Are you in prison?
Am I working for you?
Of course.
People, am I in prison?
Don't encourage him. You Bialystok baboon. You're giving the audience the impression that I do not pay my people. Tell them what I pay you. Tell everybody what I pay you.
Well, for the first 2 weeks, I get nothing. But for the next 13...
Yes?
I still get nothing. It's not much, but it's steady. Yep.
I'll never get over your making Boris Karloff walk out on us, a man who made such pictures as Frankenstein, The Mummy.
The what?
Mummy.
What's a mummy, baby?
Any man who would stand talking to you for any length of time would have to be a moron, an idiot, and an imbecile.
How do you do?
Get away! Get out!
All right, I guess you folks is all through now, so pick up your traps and move along.
Now, wait a second.
I can't wait for nothing. I'm the janitor here, and the boss says, George, he says, my name is George. Yeah. Georgie says clean up Studio 8H as soon as them folks is through in there.
Yeah, but look, George.
And don't take no back talk from none of them, he says.
Yeah, but look, I'm Eddie Cantor.
Oh, sure. And I'm the Mad Russian.
How dare you!
Hey, what is this?
Now, look, George. This is the Eddie Cantor program. The Dinah Shore is over there. I'm Harry Von Zell.
Well, I'm pleased to meet you, Mr. Von Zell. I've heard you say some mighty helpful things on this program of yours.
Well, thanks, George.
Yes, sir. And if you've got anything to say now, you go right ahead. I'm in no hurry. And I'll see that these other folks don't interrupt you.
Well, thanks right again, ahead. Yes. Well, if what we have to say is helpful to you, ladies and gentlemen, it's well worth the few seconds it takes to do it. Many of you can benefit, for example, by learning about Sal Hepatica. To know that whenever you need a laxative, Sal Hepatica brings gentle, speedy relief, usually within an hour. And that means you don't have to put off till night taking the laxative you need in the morning, so you don't risk going through the whole day feeling miserable. Sal Hepatica has another advantage, too.
Sal Hepatica also helps counteract excess gastric acidity, helps turn a sour stomach sweet again.
So get a bottle from your druggist's tomorrow. And whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Sure, there's taxes, sure, there's trouble, sure, the price of beans is double. Yes, sir, the skies are gray. Though it's tough and getting tougher, are you gonna sit and suffer? No, sir, get up and say, boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, we are fighting for freedom and for joy. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, when we hit 'em, it will be the real McCoy. There are bumps, bumps, bumps in the road, and we're toting a darn heavy load. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, we are fighting for freedom and for joy. Sure, there's trouble, guns are popping, interferes with Christmas shopping.
Yes, sir, the skies are gray.
We know life is what we make it. Are we gonna sit and take it?
No, sir, get up and say, boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy,
got a country that nothing can destroy.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy,
here's a country a fellow can enjoy. With the whole world going to pot, brother, look around and see what we've got. 'Cause
boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, we'll keep fighting for freedom and for joy.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Thank you, Boris Karloff, for being our guest tonight. And next week, ladies and gentlemen, Christmas Eve, the Bristol-Myers Company, sponsors of Time to Smile, and Mr. District Attorney, are giving their time to the American Red Cross. So join us next week for a full hour over these same stations when you will hear such stars as Fibber McGee and Molly, the Aldrich Family, Loretta Young, Irving Berlin, the Honorable Fiorella LaGuardia, Deanna Durbin, and many others. Meantime, don't forget the two products that make these Wednesdays possible: iPanna for the smile of beauty, Sal Hepatica for the smile of health. iPanna, Sal Hepatica. Now, remember, I love to spend each Wednesday with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true. I'm telling you.
It's new, it's different, it's touché. Bristol-Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica and iPanna, announce an amazing beauty discovery, Touché, a new hand lotion with a brand new idea. Other hand lotions are applied after you have had your hands in water. Touché is smoothed on before your daily soap and water tasks to protect your hands against the harsh drying effects of hot, soapy water. Touché, spelled T-O-U-S-H-A-Y, Touché helps make chapped hands soft and lovely, too. So begin today to use Touché.
I love to spend each Wednesday with you.
Good night. This is the National Broadcasting Company.